This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Union Cabinet has approved 5 projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees, including 4 railway and 1 highway project. Briefing media after the meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Union Cabinet has cleared 4 multi-tracking projects of railway covering 8 districts across 4 states of West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. He said the total estimated cost of 9,450 crore rupees. The projects are scheduled for completion by 2030-31.
5 major decisions have been taken. The first 4 projects are related to the railways, while the 5th is a highway project. The first 4 railway projects include the quadrupling of the Howrah-Chennai main railway route and the quadrupling of the Cuttack-Paradip railway line. The 5th project is the construction of a 4-lane highway from Muzaffarpur via Sitamarhi to Sonbarsa. These projects, with a total cost of 13,000 41 crore rupees were approved by the cabinet.
Total 13,041 crore rupees ke projects cabinet ne approve ki.
Mr. Vaishnaw informed that the cabinet has also approved the upgradation of the Muzaffarpur Sitamarhi Sonbarsa section of National Highway 22 in Bihar to 4-lane standard at a total capital cost of over 3,590 crore rupees. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair 31st meeting of Southern Zonal Council at Kovalam near Chennai in Tamil Nadu today. 6 chief ministers and Andaman Nicobar Islands and Lakshadweep administrators also are likely to participate in the meeting. High-ranking officials, including chief secretaries and home secretaries from the southern states and union territories states, will also participate in the event. The discussions will be held on various key issues, including interstate cooperation, economic growth, industrial investments, strengthening partnerships, infrastructure development, water resource sharing, education, healthcare, information technology, disaster management, crime prevention and border disputes. The 4th round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, will be held in Singapore today. The MEA said the 4th round of ISMR will enable both sides to review the progress of various ongoing initiatives and identify avenues to further strengthen India-Singapore collaboration. The 4th edition of India-Singapore Business Roundtable, that serves as a strategic and advisory forum of key business leaders, will also be held along with ISMR. The participating ministers from the Indian side are Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, and Minister of State for Commerce, Industry, Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with the Defence Minister of Japan, Shinzo Koizumi, in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to further strengthen bilateral defence relations, enhance strategic trust and cooperation, promote stability and security in the Indo-Pacific region. The two ministers will exchange views on deeper maritime security cooperation and closer defense equipment and technology collaboration under the Make in India framework. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will facilitate the housewarming of beneficiaries of 2,35,000 houses constructed during the current financial year under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen at Patna in Bihar today. At a program to be held at Babu Sabhagar, the Union Minister will also distribute sanction letters among newly selected beneficiaries. An arrest warrant has been issued against Krishnanagar MP Mahua Moitra on charges of making objectionable remarks that allegedly hurt religious sentiments and for not complying to judge's order to appear before the court in person. Bangladesh will hold its presidential election today, with lawmakers set to choose between the ruling BNP stalwart Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir and 11-party opposition alliance candidate Colonel Oli Ahmed. And in hockey, Indian women's team will face England today in the final Pool D match of the FIH Hockey World Cup at Wegener Stadium in Amstelveen. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. IST. And in badminton, Indian shuttlers will be in action today in the pre-quarterfinals of the BWF World Championships in New Delhi. Players will look to book their places in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.